What do they call that?
Chitlins.
Do you eat those?
Yeah, I like chitlins. If I know who fixed them.
What if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right? You'd say that it...
It ain't been cared for right. If it don't get meat, don't have to keep it. If it's cared for right.
Mm-hmm. But if it's not cared for...
If it's not cared for, it spoils and rancids. Gets where it ain't no good.
What can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Souse. Do you eat any souse?
I don't think so.
My wife makes that stuff, Lord, we take it and cook that meat off and some of the bones we have in there and fix it and puts it in a pan and presses it good and tight and just slice it up with a knife and it's...
What does she make out of the liver?
The honest way we ever fool with the liver at all, well, is sometimes we fry some of it, but we're not much liver eaters.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawn horse? Anything like that?
No, I don't know about that.
What about making something out of the blood?
No blood for me. I've seen the fellow lived out, he had a little girl. Every time he'd kill a goat or something, they'd catch that blood and she'd drink that hot blood. Lord, it makes me sick to look at it. I can't go. I don't know blood puddings or nothing like that. Never fool with it.
Says he had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right. You'd say the butter was...
It would be rancid. Spoiled.
And
no good.
Milk that you let it sit and it sort of turns and gets...
Clabbers.
Okay. What can you make with that?
It's good to make bread out of. Yeah, it's good to clabber. You can't beat good old clabber and buttermilk, you know.
What about making some kind of cheese out of it?
Well, they used to do that. Now, what did they call that cheese now? I can't think right now. Yeah, they did that with milk. I'd have to ask the madam. I can't think what the name of it. I can't think.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Well, you got to strain it up and put it in, you know, and put it in a good cool place. If you got one.
And what's something, it's kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got maybe several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You'd call that a...
Cobbler.
Do you ever hear it called a deep dish pie or a family pie?
Oh yeah, we call them family pies, or peach pies, and pear pies, and apple pies, and all that kind of stuff.
What's a family pie?
That's just a big dishpan full of peach pie or something, you know.
If someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
His groceries.
Okay.
Yeah, he put away his groceries.
Or what you eat is called...
Groceries.
Any other name?
Well, it's your food, you know.
What about victuals? Do you ever use that?
Yeah, you talk about victuals. I hear that, yeah.
And a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie. You call that some kind of a...
Well, sweet, you see?
Yeah.
We always put the sugar in there when the pie is made, and if we pour anything over, it's either milk, cream, or something like that, or butter on it.
Uh-huh. What would you call a cream that you'd maybe even a little sugar you'd pour over it? You'd be making a...
You'd be putting... I don't know what you'd call it.
Well, did you ever hear of a gravy or sauce or dip?
Oh, well, we have lots of gravies, but you wouldn't call that a gravy on a pie, would you?
What do you eat gravy with?
We put gravy on our grits a lot of times and gravy on our rice and different things like that. When the madam cooks chicken,